Well, thank you very much, and it's been a good season. We've went through a little ups and downs early, and kind of found that chemistry we needed at the right time. And as you know, luck plays a big part in your season, and I think everything kind of fell in place for us and gives us a chance to get back at Fayetteville. You know, we have goals every year, and you know, 20 wins is always a goal, which we reached, and win a conference championship and a state championship is always goals that you strive for every year. And we've got the 20 wins. Fayetteville kept us from getting that conference championship, and hopefully we can repay that favor to them and win us a state championship.
You bet. You bet.
Coach, what have you told the team this week heading into today's ball game?
You know, all the hype's on the dynasty that Fayetteville has created in baseball. You know, I told my kids, I said, you know, Fort Smith Southside has never won a baseball championship. And if you want to create your own dynasty, I said, what would be great is your team's the one that started it. And to put that on, I told them, I said, if you don't get chills over that, then you just don't love baseball. And, you know, that's kind of what the big hype's been about, their dynasty. And they've got a great program, and we respect everything they do. Coach Arnold does a great job. But if we want to build our own dynasty, we have to start somewhere. And I think this team, they want to be that team.
Well, you got an excellent pitcher that's on the mound today, hopefully. It's raining up here right now.
Just storming.
Well, you know, that can change. It could be just a thunderstorm moving through, or if it was like last week, where they got close to 10 inches of rain, I think that would call it. But when will they let you know that I assume you're still down in Fort Smith, is that correct?
Yes, sir. My key guy is Coach Arnold. I always call Coach Arnold. I know he's going to be in the middle of everything that goes on, and I can call Vance, and he usually keeps me updated pretty good.
Well, that's terrific. We just had him on the show, and he was very complimentary towards your team and the job that you have done. And tell us a little bit about some of the players on your team, okay?
We're going to start John Cook today. He's been our leader all year long. He's 8-1. His only loss coming to Fayetteville. He only lasted 3 2/3. It's a game after spring break, and he got to 100 pitches early. He threw more balls than he did strikes in the game, and we had him on a pitch count and pulled him after only 3 2/3. And since then, he's been pretty lights out for us. And I think his last outing against Heritage, he threw 72 strikes and 20 balls. So
wow.
Pretty good change of pace, and
he's
8-1 on the year, and he wants to revenge that loss that he's got to Fayetteville as well. And everything starts with an order, and he's dropped down 100, but I'd take 5 for any year. That's a pretty good accomplishment. I've had the Stigard who hit 500 exactly for me 1 year, but I'd never had another over 500, and he's well above it, and just had a great year at the plate. Matt Henry, catcher, senior catcher as well. He's I've let him call games. I've had so much confidence in him that I've let him call games this year, and he's done a great job. And started off slow swinging, but he's come on of late, and we've been real impressed with the way he's handled our pitching staff. And as it shows, you know, you look at our pitchers' records and stuff, and you see that he's done a good job. But his bat has come along, and he'll probably be in the two-hole today for us, and where he can do a few things for us as well. Weston Burgess, senior as well, he's stepped it up. He's hitting .388, I think, last time I looked, and he's had a great senior year, great leader, vocal leader for us, and plays the game hard and plays it like it's supposed to be played. And we expect big things out of him as well, especially with the leadership role. Carl Neumeyer will be our DH today, a junior. He swung the bat, leads us. He's right up there with Cook in RBIs and has done a good job. He hits the ball hard all over the park, and we expect him to do good things as well. Evan Myers will probably bat in the five-hole today. Evan's had a good senior year. We didn't know what to expect out of Evan coming into the year, and he's really stepped up and filled his role well, and it's really over performed what we felt he would do at the start of the year, and he's been big for us. And then Chris Brook, a senior who had limited chances early and just kind of got hot at the right time. We tell him, you know, if you perform and hit, you're going to get a chance to play, and he's probably going to bat in the 6-0, left-handed hitter. and play first base for us today, and he's really got hot of late. In the 7-hole, we're probably going to run John Camp. He'll play center field when John Cook pitches, another left-handed batter, and we expect good things out of Camp. He's had a solid year, about 325, and has performed well for us. And then in the 8-hole, probably be Chance Scamardo, junior outfielder. Started as our shortstop this year, moved him to the outfield. When Cook pitches, just Cook is our regular center fielder, and when he's on the mound, we kind of switch some things around a little bit. And he does a lot of good things. He's able to score runs for us, and he ain't afraid to get hit by pitches and different things like that. And then we're going to bat in the 9-hole. We're probably going to bat Logan Hall, who's probably been our hottest bat during this tournament. He had the big winning hit against Heritage, and mm-hmm. and then he had a home run in the game against Cabot the other night. So he's been our hottest bat during the tournament, and that's pretty nice when you can say your 9-hole's been your hottest bat during the tournament.
That's pretty good.
We're going to stick with him there. Zach Miller will start it short with D.H. Neumeier for him, but makes some great plays for us, and we expect to see some exciting things out of him too.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, you've had two close ones in that tournament to get to Baum Stadium. How have those close games really helped your team out before we let you go?
Well, you know, the big thing was that was our first walk-off hit of the season, and I don't know, sometimes that chemistry just comes together when something like that happens. You know how exciting that is when somebody hits that walk-off hit and wins the game. And that the one against Heritage was the first one we'd had all year, and I think it just got things rolling. And hopefully we'll continue that momentum into the state finals here against a great ball club in Fayetteville.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We know you're busy down there getting your ball club ready to head up here today. We do wish you the best of luck today as you get set to hopefully bring home a state title to Fort Smith.
Yes, sir. You guys see if y'all can hold that rain off.